you doing, Steven?
Check it, check it.
All right, some technical difficulties delayed us, but this is Subjectively Objective. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Freeform Radio.
I can hear the music in my headphones, but can't hear it out loud, so hopefully that's going in the background. Otherwise, we'll keep the talking to a minimum, keep playing our music.
Big time. What was I gonna say? Have you ever watched the Ali G show by Sacha Baron Cohen? It's like before
Borat. No, I've heard of it.
He's a British guy, right? And he's a gangster, and he interviews US politicians and talks like this, talks about respect. It's amazing. I watched like 30 episodes while my voice just cracked.
30?
Puberty. I watched 30 episodes last night. Incredible. Incredible.
What? Where'd you watch it? Like Netflix?
YouTube.
Or? YouTube. Okay.
YouTube, all of them. All right.
Is it fictional? Does he actually interview celebrities in a character? Or?
In a character, but he doesn't tell them that it's bullshit, that it's a joke.
My uncle did something like that. You ever hear of Podge and Raj or Zig and Zag?
No.
Two Irish shows with puppets. Well, anyway, in one of them, they interview celebrities like Robin Williams, Donald Trump, and they have the puppets. And basically, puppets interview him and they can do all these crazy antics. You can look it up on YouTube as well. Anyway, we're going to be playing some music pretty much ranging from mostly alternative rock, tiny bit of R&B slash rap influence, I guess, in there. And I actually chose one pop song, which is surprising for me. But I guess we can get right into it.
Get right into it.
Okay. All right. So the first song, as tradition goes, is a group love song off their new album, Big Mess. I was Traumatized by Group Love off their new album Big Mess.
Great song.
Yeah, pretty loud song. A lot of influence from Nirvana, as you can hear. in the verse parts, and then it sounds like Pixies in the chorus. Pretty much a direct correlation between the two biggest influences by them. All right. Next song is going back to the 80s, the great old Smiths.
The Smiths. My dad likes the Smiths a lot.
I feel like you would like the Smiths.
I do.
If you like the Clash a lot.
I love the Clash. They're different from the Clash.
They are, but probably like a more sappy
they're
version.
They're a lot more sappy. The Clash are just like good, like polished Ramones.
It's a good way to put it, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Well, anyway, this is one of their more depressing, oh, my life's so sad songs.
Oh,
it's called Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now.
Heaven only knows
it's a really cool dichotomy of the most depressing lyrics put in the most poppy and jovial way.
Can I tell you something? I love this song.
Good, because this is my favorite Smith song.
Like, I love this song.
I shouldn't. I feel bad about liking it, but it's so good.
It's
anyway,
so sad.
Here's a song off of Hatful of Horror. Hollow.
Horror.
Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now by the Smiths.
Great song. Very sad.
But like, it just sounds happy.
Yeah, that's the thing. The music, the actual like musical part of it is very like uplifting. It's like a major chord progression. It's like super nice.
Yeah.
But the lyrics are really sad. Which she's notorious for.
Yeah.
So.
It's like a guilty pleasure of mine.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the sounds, sonically, they're one of the biggest influences on alt rock, so it's a good band to listen to. Some of the origins of the sounds that, like, you'd hear now. Smiths are up there. Probably one of the, probably top five, top ten most influential for alternative rock, I guess. It's arguable. But, all right. Anyway, next song is a song I heard just most recently. It's a very interesting song by the band Saint Motel, which has that song, My Type, like... Yeah. Anyway, this song is the last song on their album from like 2012 called Voyeur, and it's just an acoustic song, kind of interesting lyrics that turn from sounding pretty cheesy to something kind of dark, and it's pretty nice. Anyway, this is a song off of that. Dark ending, right? That was Balsa Wood Bones by Saint Motel.
Speaking of dark,
here comes a nice
PSA with Steve-O. This one is don't drink and drive PSA. It's short and sweet.
Minus the sweet.
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMO in Medford, Tufts, educational freeform radio.
That was like 10 times shorter than the Paula Deen one we had to do last week. That was kind of like, weird, right?
Eating donuts.
Basically asked if you wanted diabetes. I don't think, who would ever say
it's that? It's like that beignet you weren't planning on eating. Eat it.
All right, next song is a song Steven chose by the Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
Good song.
Great song.
All right, we'll just get right into it.
Let's get into it.
Here it goes. Monkey Wrench.
One of their best songs. Super, super loud, super full. That, like, last part, you could call it a bridge, I guess, before the last chorus, where he plays, like, twice. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's so good. And it's so, like, it's not sloppy either. It's really, like, tight rhythm. And the falsetto harmony singing in the background's amazing. And Dave Grohl is a talented musician. He plays like 11 different instruments, and he's 48.
It makes a diverse discography.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
What's
next? Next song is very surprising. It's a Rihanna song.
The Love of My Life. Just kidding.
I'm choosing it because it's a really good rendition. This isn't why I'm choosing it, but it's a good song. But the original is by Tame Impala. New person, same old mistakes, the ending of their new album, Currents. But Rihanna does her rendition called Same Old Mistakes. Pretty much the same exact beat, except she adds her influence to it. And she does a really good job. Anyway, I'll play it and then talk about it after. But here's Same Old Mistakes off of Anti by Rihanna.
Brand new person, I'm lost. I can't.
It's a good song, right? Same Old Mistakes by Rihanna off of Anti. It's a cover of, or in a different version of Tame Impala's song. All right, well, next song is your song by The Strokes that you chose.
I love The Strokes, but you just told me that they hate each other.
Put your microphone a little bit more down.
Oh, my bad. I love The Strokes, but you just told me that they hate each other.
Well, they didn't hate each other when they made this album.
Probably they hate each other now.
And they're making music now. They're working on their next album. I think their sixth album.
Think it's going to be good?
I think it's going to be safe. I don't know. I don't know what to expect. Okay, but the three albums, I don't think have been consistent.
No.
I think they've had really good songs off of them, but they haven't been complete projects. Realistic. I think they've been pretty average and safe, in my opinion. I thought Come Down Machine, their most recent album, was pretty good. But compared to their first album, which is hard, like every band, it's hard to do. It's hard to pass that. Yeah. But this is like some of the best sounds, and it came from 2001. Anyway, this is their big hit off of it. If you want to, should we just play it?
Just play it.
All right, yeah, this is one of their more popular, I guess one of their singles off of their revolutionary
album. Probably the most
popular
song.
Yeah, off their revolutionary album, Is This It? Last Night by The Strokes. Influential.
Yeah, that's their iconic song.
Yeah. No, I didn't say anything.
What was that? Well, I think their biggest influence is probably the Beatles, actually.
No, really?
Yeah, or the Clash.
I could see that.
Definitely. Well, the Kooks are the Beatles, right? There's no, no, there's literally no question. The Kooks are the Beatles. In terms of influence?
Oh, yeah.
In terms of influence, it's the Beatles. They probably listen to the Beatles. Like, we can Google it. I'm speculating.
Yeah, no, you're probably right.
But the I almost call them the Clash. The Strokes probably more like the Clash in terms of, like, I don't know, downstroke, simple drumming, but good songs that are come together and are super freaking catchy.
I agree with that.
One of my favorite.
Voice is obviously different, but you can't really control
it. Yeah, the voice is different, but, like, but not, actually. Like, different in literally how they sound.
Yeah.
Mick Jones, the singer of The Clash, and he has just, he's like a street lad. He's like, he's a tough, like, he's hard as nails. But
I don't know
like
about Julian like Casablancas.
Julian Casablancas is not. oh my
well,
God.
Anyway, we're getting a little tight on time. I'll just get into the next song, just by Interpol. I'm finding out more and more bands have just, are just, their biggest influences are Pixies and Nirvana. Because I just found out Interpol. Paul Banks, the singer,
really?
Listed. He basically said, "It's hard to like live up to your idols. Like trying to live up to Frank Black and Nirvana is just impossible. So he just tries to make his own sound." It makes me so happy because I feel the influence a tiny bit. Interpol, I think, is the modern day Joy Division. Pretty much from just the sound of his voice, you'll hear it.
Yeah.
Anyway, this
I
is
like
the
Interpol a lot.
Off their album. This album, Turn On the Bright Lights from 2002, is like one of the more important alternative rock albums, just like Is This It by The Strokes, like both early in the 2000s, new sounds. This is the first song off of that album called Untitled, and it just gives you a whole idea about what the album's going to sound like. It's very unique, and I love the sounds of the guitars and drums and everything. Untitled by Interpol. It's a great opening to their album.
I like a song.
Yeah? You sure you're not falling asleep to it?
No. No, that was good. It did have a sleepy leg.
Interpol are sick, man. That drum beat is really good, and it gets even more and more clever throughout the album. Some bigger songs off that album, honestly. The guitars are cool, really syncopated. Da, 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 and they kind of just combine it to make a cool harmonic sound, and then the Joy Division influenced voice. It's good.
I can tell.
It's kind of dark. I love Interpol. All right, next song. A little nice Frank Ocean song off of Channel Orange, a little throwback.
So much.
Such a good song.
Such a good song.
I think it's one of the best songs off Channel Orange, even though it's hard to choose.
If I listen to Blonde cover to cover.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
This song kind of sounds like Self-Control off of Blonde.
Yeah.
Anyway, this song features Andre 3000 with a simple but good verse. Really simple beat. Andre 3000 plays the guitar on the song as well. This is Pink Matter off of Channel Orange.
And the peaches and the mangoes that you could sell for me. What do you think my brain is made for? Is it just a container for the mind? This great gray matter. Since it replied, what is your woman? Is she just a container for the child? That soft pink matter. Cotton candy. Majin Buu. Oh, oh, oh. Close my eyes and fall into you, you, you. My God, she's giving me pleasure. Sky and the stars are for show, and the aliens are watching live from the purple matter. Since it went quiet, then violent, and we sparred until we both grew tired. Nothing mattered. Cotton candy. Majin Buu. Oh, 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 oh. Dim the lights and fall into a you, you, you. My God, giving me
gone, I've been having withdrawals. You were such a habit to call. I ain't myself at all, had to tell myself no. She better with some fella with a regular job. I didn't want to get her involved. By then, Mr. Benjamin was sitting in awe. Hops into my car, drove far. Falls too close, and I remember my memories no sharp. But a knife, what a life, anyway. I'm building y'all a clock, stop, what am I headway? She had the kind of body that would probably intimidate any of them that were unsouthern. Not me, cousin. If models are made for modeling, thick girls are made for cuddling. Switch worlds and we can huddle then. Who needs another friend? I need to hold your hand. You need no other man. We flee to other lands.
Thank you.
Pink Matter by Frank Ocean. We were just talking about it off air, how it could arguably be his best song off the album just because it's so creative.
Yeah.
It's like a beat drop that isn't a beat drop because you still feel it. Good lyrics.
Ranks 2 for us. Do you like Pyramids? The song is brilliant.
I think the idea, I like the idea of Pyramids more than the song itself, but yeah, it's a good song.
Well, the meaning of the lyrics are incredible.
It's good. Like, I love the idea of a 10-minute song. Yeah. I love when artists put a long song in, because that means they're putting a lot of thought into it.
Yeah.
All right, well, next song is by LCD Sound System. Good song. Song's really happy and vibey, but I think the lyrics in like a lot of LCD songs are genius. Song's called Drunk Girls. And the lyrics are filled with like really complex notions and ideas about people when they're drunk, mixed with just simple ideas about people when they're drunk and stuff. And it's kind of just, it's interesting. Going into the mind in this album is just mind-boggling. I don't really know how else to put it. Like the way he makes songs. Anyway, this is Drunk Girls by LCD Sound System off of This Is Happening. Drunk Girls by LCD Sound System.
All right.
It's a banger.
Banger. Final song.
We got one last song and then we're out. Pierce Devlin.
Stevie H.
This is subjectively objective. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Last song is by Depeche Mode. Chosen by Steven.
Iconic.
Great song. Thanks for listening, guys.
Whoa.
hesitating. Thank you.